Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we delve into a story that has gripped a community for over 7 years, intertwining tragedy with the relentless pursuit of justice. In the Delphi murders trial, the evidence, or lack thereof, continues to unfold, revealing shocking details that could alter the course of this high-profile case. As the courtroom doors swung open for day 9 of the trial against Richard Allen, the chilling revelations from forensic experts sent ripples of disbelief through the jury and the families of the victims. A blood spatter analysis suggests that one of the victims, Liberty German, may have been dragged to the location where her body was found, indicating a harrowing struggle against her attacker. This expert testimony sets the stage for the prosecution's narrative that Allen, 52, a man already facing 2 counts of murder, not only committed the heinous act, but also attempted to cover his tracks in a crime that has forever changed the small town of Delphi, Indiana. But as the courtroom tension thickened, questions loomed large. What motivations drive a person to such unimaginable violence? What hidden forces might compel someone to commit acts that haunt a community for generations? These questions hang in the air as jurors listen to the gut-wrenching testimonies about the scene where Abby Williams and Libby German were tragically taken from this world. Major Patrick Cicero of the LaPorte County Sheriff's Office took the stand, presenting a stark picture of the crime scene through the lens of blood spatter analysis. He detailed how Libby's blood patterns suggest a violent struggle, a struggle that may have left her not only injured but possibly incapacitated when her life was tragically cut short. Cicero's testimony was compelling. He indicated that the lack of blood on Abby's hands was not merely an anomaly. It suggested that she may have been restrained or unconscious during her fatal injury. The prosecution contends that Richard Allen stalked the two girls along the Monon High Bridge Trail on that fateful February day in 2017, armed with a gun, and forced them into the nearby woods where their bodies would be discovered the following day. Allen, however, maintains his innocence, claiming he was ensnared in a web of police incompetence and conspiracy. As the courtroom drama unfolds, forensic scientist Stacy Bozanovsky delivered a crushing blow to the prosecution's case. She revealed that no DNA from Richard Allen was found at the scene of the crime, no traces of him anywhere on the physical evidence that could link him to these brutal murders. She examined unspent cartridges recovered between the victims' bodies and stated the grim reality: not enough genetic material existed to form a definitive profile. In the shadows of the courtroom, whispers grew louder about the defense's counterclaims. Allen's lawyers suggested a darker, more complex narrative, positing that the girls might have fallen victim to a group of Odinists engaged in a twisted ritual. But Judge Francis Gull swiftly squashed this theory, citing the lack of admissible evidence. This left the jury grappling with the reality of Allen's supposed involvement in the murders while a slew of unanswered questions lingered. The atmosphere was electric, filled with an unsettling mix of tension and despair as families of the victims, the jurors, and the onlookers braced themselves for the graphic nature of the testimonies to come. One witness, a family member of the girls, had to leave the courtroom overwhelmed by emotion as the horror of the scene was revealed through stark visuals. As we stand on the brink of what could be a pivotal moment in this trial, the question remains, can justice truly be served when the evidence is as murky as the waters of Deer Creek, where the bodies were found? With mounting pressure from the community and the weight of expectations resting heavily on the jury's shoulders, the quest for answers presses on. The Delphi Murders trial has captivated national attention, reflecting a community's struggle with the brutal loss of two young lives. Abigail Abby Williams and Liberty Libby German were last seen on February 13, 2017, enjoying a day out on the Monongahela Bridge Trail. Their tragic deaths, discovered the following day, marked the beginning of a lengthy investigation filled with twists, theories, and heartbreak. For nearly 7 years, investigators pursued countless leads, yet Richard Allen only emerged as a suspect after a long, convoluted process that culminated in his arrest in 2022. The prosecution alleges that Allen lured the girls into the woods, where they were brutally murdered. However, the forensic evidence presented during the trial raises serious questions about the reliability of this narrative. Stacy Bozanowski's testimony highlighted the absence of DNA linking Allen to the crime scene, challenging the prosecution's claims. Despite extensive testing, no biological evidence has definitively tied him to the murders. This lack of evidence complicates the prosecution's case and underscores the importance of forensic integrity in criminal investigations. The community, once gripped by fear and sorrow, now grapples with confusion and frustration over potential investigative missteps. Psychologically, the case reflects broader societal issues regarding violence against women and the narratives constructed around such crimes. Allen's defense suggests he is a scapegoat in a flawed investigation, provoking discussions about the complexities of guilt, innocence, and the public's need for closure. What drives someone to commit such acts, and how can we ensure justice is served without compromising due process? As the trial unfolds, the emotional toll on the families of Abby and Libby is palpable. Their trauma is revisited daily in the courtroom, exposing the harsh realities of violence and loss. The presence of true crime enthusiasts and journalists adds another layer of scrutiny, turning a deeply personal tragedy into a spectacle. Ultimately, as the trial progresses, the questions surrounding the adequacy of the investigation and the psychological profiles of those involved remain at the forefront. The pursuit of justice in the Delphi case is not just about punishing the guilty. It is about understanding the systems that failed to protect these young girls in the first place. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.